Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. It is time for the calendar. We don't have a lot on the calendar. Not a whole bunch. Because I'm not sure if there's a first Saturday dance going on in Ellensburg. Because if there is, this is the first Saturday, the 1st of November. And you want to check that out. Also, don't forget, a lot of your towns are going to be having Dias de la Muerte celebrations. I know that in Washington State University, the Chicano... The Mecha students, actually, are doing it on the 3rd of November at the Ensminger Pavilion. But a lot of folks are probably doing it tonight in some of the areas in which our show gets. And they have a lot of major celebrations open to the public to celebrate and honor those folks who have passed on. So folks bring little altars, little shrines that they can bring to commemorate folks. And they put them all up on display. And there's always food, and it's a pretty cool deal. Dias de la Muerte. On the 8th and 9th of November in Spokane, oh my goodness me, there's a contra dance and all kinds of music, and it's all combined to be the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. And there are lots and lots and lots and lots of different acts for that thing. They've made the thing a two-day festival, been going on 2 days now for about 10 years. Maybe about that, yeah. And so the thing is, you need to go, especially on the Sunday. The Sunday is less crowded. People put a lot of time and energy and trouble into doing that Sunday. Let's reward them and show up. Show up from 11 to 5 on the Sunday. There's a big Pete Seeger sing-along, and they'll actually sing Pete Seeger songs, not the songs that Pete Seeger sang from everybody else. There'll be some Pete Seeger songs there. And they're good songs, and they're also good sing-along songs. I will be there, and the Blue Ribbon Tea Company, and all kinds of folks hanging out there at the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival on Saturday and Sunday. So be sure and check that out at the Spokane Community College. And what an awesome deal that is, all right? Yes, indeed. Okay, third Saturday dance on the 15th of November, and that'll be happening at the 1912 Center. And that's in Moscow, sponsored by the Palouse Folklore Society. Also a third Saturday dance at the old, used to be the Unity Church out there at 810 C Street. It still is at 810 C Street, but I don't think it's not the Unity Church anymore. So that'll be happening on the 15th of November. And I don't know what the concert's going to be in the Tri-Cities, but be sure and check that out. I'm sure there is one, and that's how it goes. We dropped a bunch of shows. Now we're about 3 weeks out instead of 6 weeks out. That gives folks a little more time to do these calendars, but you still need to get stuff to me early so that I can plug it in into my head and all that kind of stuff. All righty? Okay, here's a really strong advance notice, and I would encourage you to go to the Unitarian Church up in Spokane on Fort George Wright Drive. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb will be there doing their solstice concert. I'm sure they'll be doing the bulk of that and some of those wintry things that they do. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb, December the 6th. They're in Spokane at the Unitarian Church on the 6th of December. Okay. All righty. I think that's just about it for the concerts. The Tunesmiths at Lear's Pub in Enterprise is going on strong now. I think it's the second Friday of every month. I'm not too sure about that, but I believe it is the second weekend anyway. So that's happening. And also, of course, in the Tri-Cities on the 8th of November, the second Saturday sing-along will be happening at the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland. Alrighty. Sweet Honey in the Rock. Sweet Honey in the Rock. And they are amazing, and they've been around for so long, and they were here in Pullman about a month ago or so. Sweet Honey in the Rock. So here's something by them. It's called Odette.
You leave me standing by the bedside crying. You left me standing by the bedside crying.
I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountain where the rippling waters fall. Forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems
Yonder from the old Will the Circle Be Unbroken album, featuring Doc Watson on the guitar, John McEwen on the banjo, and oh my gosh, Jeff Hanna was in there, and I think Lester Thompson was still in the Dirt Band at that point, Jimmy Ibbotson on the harmonica, Jimmy Fadden was in the band then, oh my gosh. No, actually Jimmy Fadden was on the harmonica, Jimmy Ibbotson played percussion and guitar on that album, did some singing, Doc Watson was on it. That's the album that introduced us to a lot of folks, those of us who were non-bluegrass oriented or just didn't know very much. Jimmy Martin sang When the Sunny Side of the Mountain Where the Rippling Waters Fall. Jimmy Martin, who is, of course, one of the major bluegrass stars in the late 50s, early 60s, along with folks like Don Reno and those guys. And, who else is on here? Mother Maybelle Carter. Randy Scruggs is on here, plays a version of Both Sides Now. This is an incredible album. Will the Circle Be Unwound? Merle Travis is on here doing I'm a Pilgrim. He does 9-Pound Hammer and Dark as a Dungeon. Tut Taylor, Norman Blake. Oh, my goodness. It was an incredible album. It was a great work. The original vinyl, if you have it, had wonderful, wonderful pictorial things and a great cover. It was a three record set. It eventually came out on CD, but you lost all the stuff that came with that three record set. If you have that, hang on to it. And if it's in good condition, hang on to it even more, because I would suspect it's a collectible. Well, the group Hot Rise broke up in the late 80s and early 90s, right in there. And then they would get back together occasionally and do some live concerts, do some various reunion things. And then they kind of just took the whole thing, and all of them went and did some solo efforts. Pete Wernick on the banjo, Dr. Banjo. And, of course, Tim O'Brien with all of his production work and solo work and his various albums and his various groups that he has been with. Nick Forrester hung out with Michelle Schock and did some things with her, some gospel things. He's on her gospel album. And Charlie Sawtell was the guitarist for Hot Rise, and he died of cancer a while ago. And so on this new album that just came out in late September, early October, Brian Sutton is the guitar player. So it's the original lineup with the exception of Charlie Sawtell. This is a wonderful album. It's good to hear Hot Rise again in that format. They're touring around this next year. And I think they're doing like 40 days. I think the tour is pretty much done. But check on the website. Maybe they're going to be in your area, Hot Rise. And this is a pretty good little album. It is. Sounds like this.
I got these hands of leather in the lumber mills and mines. All along on skid rows, back up in the pines. It's hard to make a dollar, whatever it is you do. And I've been around in all these towns, and I never met a one like you. Pretty lady, won't you stay and talk a while? Lady, please stay and talk a while. The night is falling and I'm falling for your smile. And I never met a one like you. Thank you.
I made you a list of things we ought to do. The sweater set. And we heard from Hot Rise before that. Hot Rise from their latest album. We're going to hear more from that in the last half hour of the show. We're going to do two more cuts from that. Here's some Cajun, Les Femmes de Fer. And we have some other things waiting in the wings, as they say. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Palouse at the corner of 2nd and Van Buren Streets in Moscow, pursuing justice, tolerance, and compassion through spiritual growth. Sunday morning service is at 10, online at palouseuu.org.
A rainy start to November today and tonight, with high temperatures today 49 in Pullman, 54 in Clarkston, and lows tonight in the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, though, will be partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Next week, cloudy with a chance of rain, but still mild.
sunshine on the open plain. Blue sky across the mountain range. When I'm free, that's where I'll be. There's a girl who's been on my mind, a precious jewel so hard to find. Said some things that I'll take back now. Maybe I'll get a second chance somehow. When I see those western skies, sunshine on the open plain, blue sky across the mountain range. When I'm free, that's where I'll be. Fight my way through another day. Roadblocks at every turn. Nobody even looks my way. Don't know how to make my getaway. A heavy as I walk along these rusty tracks, I sit alone out on the pier, marking time till I get out of here so I can see those western skies, sunshine on the open plain, blue sky across the mountain range. When I'm free, that's where I'll be. When I'm free, that's where I'll be.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, I watch you sleep in a pale moonlight. I hold my breath with all of my might. Yeah, you know I do. Your pretty face on a pillow shines. Yeah, like a candle in a million times. Brighter than the sun and the stars combined. Yeah, you know you do. Yeah. Nothing lights me up like seeing you. But you know they always grow apart. Yeah, you know they do. They don't have a love like me and you. Ooh, you love it like a spotlight. Keep shining down on me. gets heavy. And the only thing I can see is the part of me that I don't want to see. Oh, but you just move a little closer and you put your hand in mine. And then you shine, baby, shine, baby.
Wayne gets shot, this I ought to know. I ought to know what the drinking gourd means. I ought to know more than I have a dream. I ought to know about the back of the bus and the crackabilly clubs. This I ought to know, but I don't. I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright, illumined by the light. Laugh track sound bites and replay to get it right. I ought to know. I ought to know the songs of Joe Hill. I ought to know Trotsky, Marx, and Hegel. I ought to know about the Haymarket hangings and the HUAC. This I ought to know. Cromwell. I ought to know about the Gnostics and St. Paul. I ought to know what Jesus really said and who the preacher takes to bed. This I ought to know, but I don't. I ought to know what's buried in the landfill. I ought to know about the clear-cutting bills. I ought to know about pipelines and schemes, what extinction really means. This I ought to know. I ought to know the Pride and Prejudice of polls. I ought to know if the Grapes of Wrath are union picked by Victor Hara's hands. This I ought to know, but I don't. I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright, illumined by the light. Laugh track sound bites and replay to get it right. I ought to know.
Every atom that you move is in in the perfect groove. Ah, there's no need to be rushed along with the rush, pushed around by the push, crushed down by the crush. When you are current, current is strong. Every atom that you move is in the perfect groove. Yeah, in the perfect groove. In the perfect groove.
Jack Hardy there, and Arrow. Jack Hardy did a lot of cool stuff. Didn't have a lot of albums out, but Jack Hardy was really, really well respected in that whole singer-songwriter thing. That's real interesting. He also wrote I Oughta Know and sang that, which I think is a quirky song. I think it's an awesome song, and I think it says a lot. I Oughta Know, because I don't know nothing. Mm-mm. Hot Rise in that set also from their album When I'm Free. Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers from their album Rare Bird Alert. And Andreas Osborne did a song called Spotlight in that set. And also Arthur Leland in The Groove. All that happened in that last set. And we're just about ready to wind things up. Don't you be forgetting now, next week in Spokane, the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. They're at the Spokane Community College. And a bunch of us are going to be there. It'd be fun to meet y'all. It would. I'll be there on the Sunday. Songs of Pete Seeger. I'll be part of that. Plus, I'll have my own set. So you be sure and check it out. Alrighty? This is going to be fun. Alrighty? And where are we at here? Woon Jung Shin doing the playlists, providing all the playlists and the laptop where the batteries go down to 10%, and it still winds up happening. Alrighty, and then we have to thank Mr. Brett Charbot and Charlotte Yao and in this case, Mr. Bruce Bradbury, for helping get this thing started. Heidi's singing about the highways and the freeways, so that means we have to hit the road here. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, folks, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, this show is history. And if you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. We'll see you around now. Bye.
If you were to pick a movie to represent your adolescence, what would it be? Donnie Darko, perhaps?
You see some high school lockers, and you have Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels, playing over it, and it just raises the hair on the back of your neck, and to me, that's the 80s.
Art Imitating Life, Sunday, on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
That's beginning at 6 in the morning. Support for programming comes from Main Street Studios and the Walla Walla Center for the Arts, welcoming humorous comedian, author, and frequent contributor to public radio, David Sedaris, who brings his wit and social critique to Whitman College's Cordner Hall, Wednesday, November 19th at 7. Tickets at mainstrstudios.com. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's 2 o'clock.
It takes funding from a variety of sources to keep Northwest Public Radio on the air. Grants, financial contributions from listeners like you, and sponsorship from community partners, including Pullman Heating and Electric and Cowgirl Chocolates of Moscow. Learn more about our program sponsors and how you can join them by calling 800-842-8991 during business hours. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow.